been a good place to be tonight.
Amen.
I want to thank God for how I feel. Thank God that I know what it feels like when He comes by and He sweeps in my soul. And so if you would, turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. I desire your prayers tonight. I just want to do everything God had had me to do, and I don't want to do anything more. I don't want to do anything less, but I don't want to do anything more than that. Hebrews chapter 12, we're going to actually start in the first verse. Give everybody a minute to get there. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, begins to read like this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Keep that in your mind. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endures such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. And you can be seated. We thank you for reading with us tonight. But what I asked you to kind of keep in your mind was that part of the verse there, and it says, "Let us lay aside every weight." Yeah. And that's what kind of God put on my heart, and He actually put it on my heart right there. Victor asked me if I was ready to preach, and I said, "Yeah, I am." And then right there, sitting next to him, is where God gave this message to me, and I know better than to. Brother Victor, try to do my own thing. So I need your prayers tonight. But I hope and pray that God can do everything with me and through me and for us tonight, that I could just be His willing vessel. But I began to think about that verse there in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, where it talked about laying aside every weight. Now we all know there's another verse. It's actually Matthew chapter 12. Verse 28. And this is Jesus talking, of course, says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I thought those two scriptures went so well together, and that's kind of where God wants us to be tonight. But I want you to understand something today. That if we want our life to be uncumbersome, Brother Victor, if we want our life and our Christian walk to be easy and to be, well, not necessarily easy, because it's really not going to be, but if we want it to be as easy as possible living in this world, the best thing we can do is go to God every time that He calls. That something happens in our life. Well, we know that the Bible says that God knows everything about us. He knows what's going to happen to us. And it says that there's times in the Bible where it talks about that He does everything for our good and things like that. But I began to think about how when the world is cumbersome on us, when the world is coming down, and when the world feels heavy, we know that we can take it to God. And it says it right there. Let us lay aside every weight. But it doesn't stop there, and it says, "Let the and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And I began to think about if God will allow me to tonight, just laying aside things so that we can run our war, that we can run our course, or that we can do what God needs us to do, Brother Mike. Because there's nothing more that I want to do than to serve God with all of my heart, to serve God with all of my mind, to serve God with my body, and my voice, and my tears, and my hands to lift and praise, and my feet to walk, whatever way He needs me to walk. And I know that if we're ever going to need help from God, Brother Victor, we're going to have to ask Him, and we're going to have to come to Him in a way. Now we know that we have the times in our life that God shows us things, and there's things in our life that weigh us down for a reason. And it's not because God isn't there. It's not because God doesn't love us. It's not because He's forgotten about us, Sandy. It's because He's trying to teach us something. He wants us to grow. He wants us to move forward. Oh, but thanks be to God. He said, I'll put something on your shoulders that's too heavy. Oh, but I Matthew 12. Oh, he said, you know what? If you labor and you're heavy laden, come to me. In other words, lay it at my feet. Lay it down. Lay aside your burden. Lay aside your grief. Lay aside your pain. Give it to me, and I'll make it better. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that we've got a God that will help us carry our burdens today. I don't know what your burden is. I don't know if it's a lost family member, or if it's a job situation, or maybe you don't understand something in your life. Maybe it's marriage. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's children. I don't know. Oh, maybe it's because you're lost. Oh, but listen to me tonight, church. If there's ever a time to call upon God, it's when he's near. Oh, and thanks be to God. The Bible said that if we draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto us. Hey, so we know that if we would just but utter his name or call upon him or cry and just ask him, God, help me. He'll be there right on time. Aren't you glad? Oh, God didn't come 1 second too soon or 1 second too late. Oh, when he saved my soul, Victor, he came when my soul was ready to accept him. Oh, aren't you glad today that when you call upon him, hey, I want to call to remembrance the day that you got saved tonight. Oh, the day or the night or afternoon, wherever it was. For me, it was nighttime. Oh, but I want to call to remembrance the day that God came in your heart. Do you remember what the... Oh, do you remember what sin felt like? Do you remember the weight? Do you remember the grief? Do you remember the pain? Oh, but thanks be to God when you cried out. Oh, like Peter was, Victor, in the sand or in the water drowning. Oh, when he raised his hand up, Jesus reached out and he kept him from drowning. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that if you cry to God, he will hear you today. Oh, man, I don't know how long my voice is going to hold out. Oh, but that's okay. I just want you to understand something today. Oh, it don't. Don't listen to the other religious dogma that you hear. Don't listen to the devil in your ear. Don't listen to mom, dad. Because if they're saved, they had to do it for themselves. Oh, they can't help you. Or husband, wife, they can't help you. Mom, or a brother, sister, they can't help you. Oh, but God sent his own darling son to help today. It don't matter who you are. Oh, thank God. He hung out with the lowest of the low. Oh, and even when old Nicodemus there came in the cover of night, he still gave him help. Thanks be to God, it don't matter what you do or who you are. God will answer you if you need help. Oh, but Nicodemus there, Brother Victor. A part of him was worried about what his friends would say, or he wouldn't have come by cover of night. Oh, but nevertheless, he was concerned enough about his soul to come and implore of God. Let me tell you something here today, friend. You're among friends today. Amen. Don't try to cover up the things that you think. Oh, come to God. Amen. And ask him to help. And we'll pray with you today. Amen. It don't matter what you need. If somebody comes to this altar, we ought to hit our knees with them. Oh, because we know that the Bible says that if we see a brother walking a mile, we ought to walk with him twain. Oh, and thanks be to God. I want to do some walking today. I don't know who you are.
I don't know what you need. Oh, but if you need something, I want to help. Oh, and it's not because of anything other, Brother Victor, than the love that God put up in my heart. If you got any kind of issue today, you come and pray and we'll pray with you. Amen. It don't matter what it is. God just wants to hear you. He just wants to help. And he wants you to lay your burdens down at his feet today. Otherwise, why would you put that verse in the Bible here? Come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know what a laboring means? It means to toil. It means to work or to be working. Oh, and thanks be to God. Oh, when the workload gets a little hard. Oh, and when life gets tough, we've got somebody we can take it to. And he'll give us. Oh, I don't believe he lightens our load, Brother Victor. Oh, but I believe he gives us strength to carry the load that he's given today. Brother Victor, I don't believe that he lightens the load. Because if he lightened the load, you wouldn't get stronger. You wouldn't get better. You wouldn't be able to do more the next time. And he's not that kind of God. Oh, but I believe if you come to him in faith and you come to him needing help, he'll get right up under the load with you. And he'll walk it. And he'll be there. And he'll let you know that he loves you. And just believe on him, and he'll make it better. Oh, do you remember, oh friend here tonight, I want you to listen to me, please. You don't have to carry the load of sin anymore. You don't have to be the one that gets preached at all the time. Hey, I was there. It was me for like 3 years. I'm sure nobody even knew because I told him that I was saved and I was a quiet kid. Oh, and I didn't really do much in church. I just came in and filled my pew and went home as lost as I walked in, if not more lost than when I walked in because I turned him away another time. Oh, but thanks be to God. When I gave up trying to hide it, and when I gave up trying to be under the cover of night, oh God, he came to me and he showed me I could be saved. Oh, but he didn't just leave me there. He saved me. And I've been saved ever since. Man, I'm spitting all over the place. Oh, but I love God. I want you to understand. Just because you're in sin right now doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're an awful person. It doesn't mean that there's no help for you. You know what it means? That you just got to call on God. And he'll be your help. He'll be your refuge. He'll be your peace. He'll be your joy. And he'll be your savior. Oh, and you can lay aside that burden. You know how hard it is. I know we all do, Brother Victor. I can remember walking in, a back broken, a lost as could be, just hobbling in and, God, when's it going to end? When's it going to stop? Oh, when can I let go of it? Oh, but when I realized that all I had to do was give it to him, he made it easy to me. Oh, hey, when I got saved, I was in that very back corner, not this church. Oh, but I was in the back corner of Shady Grove Missionary Baptist. Oh, and I got up, Brother Victor. Oh, and I remember about halfway down the church, walking and trying to barking with God. I had grabbed my dad's arm and I drug him. I'm sure I was dragging him. I was moving as fast as I could. Oh, but up about halfway up the church, I was trying to give God. I was, God, I'll do this. God, I'll do that. I'll do this. Oh, but when I said, okay, God, I don't remember anything else. I don't remember getting to the altar. I don't necessarily remember what I prayed. Oh, but I remember begging him. God, you gotta. I can't do it no more. I can't handle it. I'm tired. it! Take it! Oh, and then he saved me! Oh, thank God above! And I've never been lost again! Oh, Kayla, you know how many times I've walked away from him? Oh, but he's never lost my location. He's got a GPS on me, and he knows where I'm at. He knows what I need, and he'll tell me what. Oh, I need to get back to him. Oh, but I gotta follow his word today. Man, and you know what? Hey, Kaylee, you know the longer you walk out of, if he's walking in here, the longer you walk over here, the heavier that burden gets. Oh, to the point, Brother Victor, where I've been crawling at times. Oh, crawling. God, why? Why am I like this? What's going on? Oh, when I realize, oh, that I've walked away. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, I can lay my burdens down. And he'll lighten. Nope. He'll carry the load with me today. Man. Aren't you glad we got a God like that today? He started helping you carry your load. Oh, after you got saved. Because you don't carry that load of sin no more, Brother Victor. Or at least the sins that he took from you anyway. Oh, when he made your heart pure and he sealed your soul up. You don't carry those sins anymore. So let me give you a little tidbit of knowledge, or maybe a little bit of help. When the devil comes to you, like I know he will, and tries to bring up that old, nasty, wretched past of yours, you know what you gotta do? Point to the cross! Point to the blood that's been applied to your heart! And the devil has no place in it! Man. Wow, aren't you glad today? Oh, that the devil ain't got no power over you. Oh, and lost friend here tonight, if you just let him have your burden, if you let him have your heart, you could be saved. Oh, but let me tell you this here. The catch with toiling, the catch with working, the catch with carrying a burden is that at some point somebody, you pick it up and you begin to carry it. When you realized you were lost, you began to carry that sin debt. You began to carry that weight. You began to carry the load that is yours rightfully. And I don't know how much it cost God. Well, I guess if I could say it like this, it cost him the most precious thing in heaven. So I owe it to him. To thank him for every day. Oh, and to praise him for every time. That I feel his sweet spirit in my heart. Oh, my goodness, the Bible even says in Hebrews 12 that even though, basically what it was saying was that even though he didn't have to take the cross, he did for our sin. And thanks be to God, he didn't. Oh my goodness, he didn't just do it for me, he did it for you today. Everybody takes breath in this life, he did it for them. So I'll tell you like this, that's why the Bible says, or that's why we say there's no big I's or little U's, because the blood makes a level playing field. Oh, the blood makes everybody the same. Sin is imputed unto all. Oh, and so it's not a shame for you to be like this. Oh, but it's a shame for you to stay like it. Oh, when the blood of the Son is pouring out and you know it. Oh, but you don't take part in it. Oh, but God still let his Son die whether you decide to take him in your heart or not. That's the sad thing, Victor. Oh, the blood flows, Brother Bob. Whether we choose to get baptized in it or not, or whether you choose to take your dip in the blood, oh, God still sent his Son to die. Oh, and shame. Would it be for one of the droplets of blood that Jesus spit to go on Oh my goodness. He died for everybody tonight. Oh, and it's a shame that there's people that split hell wide open every day because of their unbelief. Brother Mike, they're not willing to give him their burden. They think, well, I could probably do this on my own. Yeah, I could handle the drug addiction. I could handle drinking the drug or drinking the alcohol. I can handle that. It's okay. Oh, but one beer turns into 10, turns into 100, turns into 1,000, turns into a drink, turns into an addiction. Oh, and the same with drugs or whether your eyes begin to wander on sights they shouldn't be. Oh, but I don't know who you are today. Oh, but nevertheless, whatever sin you are wallowing in, let God pull you out of the muck and the mire, and he'll do such a thing by the blood of his son today. But you have to lay it down at it. You got to lay it down at his feet. You got to give it to him. You got to, in other words, we just had communion and such, and we all know that Jesus washed the disciples' feet to show his servitude. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. It showed a bit of humbleness, did it not, Brother Victor? In the sense of we got to come to him the same way. Do you remember the woman that broke her, I believe, I hope I'm not mixing two of them up. Oh, but the woman that broke her alabaster box, oh, and she anointed him, and oh, maybe it's two that I'm mixing up, but somebody broke an alabaster box maybe, and somebody began to wash his feet with their tears. I want you to understand something today, that if we look at those people, and we look at the way that they came to Christ, you and I had to come to him the same way, letting the world know that we didn't care who we were. We didn't care about our glory. We didn't care about our earnings. We didn't care about our situation in life. We just wanted to know Jesus. Amen. And thanks be to God, he wanted to know us back. Amen. Oh my goodness. Amen. Isn't that something we can shout about? Amen. Oh, that Jesus himself wants to love us. Amen. Oh wow, Bob. Oh my goodness. Oh, I want you to understand something today. If you're going to do anything with God, you've got to come humble. And you got to be broken. And you got to give it to him. And you got to leave it today. Who in here has taken something to him? Oh, you maybe left a little bit, but you picked a little bit of it back up and threw it back over your shoulder and took it back home. Or maybe you took it back up, all of it. Victor, if we're going to ever have, man, if we're ever going to take part in a truly joyous life, Memo Jan, we're going to have to start laying stuff down at his feet. I'm tired of carrying burdens. I'm tired of, I'm by myself anyway. I'm tired of carrying things that are going to break me down. I'm tired of trying to do things on my own. I want to give it to God today and let him help me carry it. I want to take in my loss. I want to take in my job. I want to take in my family. I want to take in my children. I want to take in my grandparents. I want to take in the church. And I want to leave it all at his feet. Amen. So that he can mend it today. That's the message for the day.
Amen. That's good.
Would you please come and get a song? Man, I'm starting to get a headache, but that's good. Nothing better than giving yourself everything, huh? Man, and I'm not trying to brag on myself. I want you to understand something today. If God wants us to do something, Victor, we ought to put everything we have into it. Oh, man, I love him today. I don't understand why he loves me. Because Dylan's nobody to love. That's just the truth. Without God, I'm a wretched person, Brother Victor. Not a nice person. I have anger issues. I have problems with authority. Not like you think of it, but I have problems with people telling me what to do. I have problems with all kinds of stuff, Brother Victor. I'm just a mess, if I could put it that way. I'm a mess. But I know a God that cleans messes up.
Amen.
You know how they say when you're renovating a house and whatever, as he begins to sing. A lot of times if you talk to people who renovate houses all the time, they don't start on the outside. They go where they know it's going to take the most amount of money. What is that? Most of the time, Brother Victor, it's on the inside. Aren't you glad when God renovated your heart? When he renovated your heart, he didn't start on the outside and work his way in. He came in and busted your heart all to pieces and took out that stony heart and put in a heart of flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, and he gave you a new hope. And I believe the Bible calls it a lively hope, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, but thanks be to God. He gave me a reason to live. He gave me a reason to serve. He gave me a reason to go out and tell everybody about him. Oh, and thanks be to God, even though sometimes you and I walk away or forget the trueness and the realness of our job here on earth. Thanks be to God when he can set us straight and he reminds us that we still have a work to do today.
Amen.
The Bible says, work while it's day, for night cometh where no man can work.
Amen.
It also says in another spot in the Bible that the harvest is ready, the harvest is plenty. I can't quite remember. That the harvest is ready, but the workers are few. Several songs about that, whatever. What's he trying to say? Man, there's so many people out there yearning for something different than what they have, but nobody willing to work. Man, what a sad shape we're in. But God can help us.
Amen.
Whatever burden you got today, don't matter what it is, God takes burdens and he makes them easier. James, what'd you say? I don't know who you are tonight. I don't know what you need. There's already some praying. If you need to come and pray, you can do so. God wants to hear from you today. Don't matter what's wrong with you. Don't matter what you need. God's got the remedy for it. God's got what you need. Whether that be whether you need him to save you, or maybe you need him to just rekindle that flame. Maybe it's gotten a little low. Maybe you've lost your luster. I don't know. God can rekindle that flame. See, it'll never go out, but sometimes it might flicker. God can turn up that wick and he can light you up real big and you can go about doing what you need to do for the Lord. Or maybe you just need direction. Maybe you need somebody, or maybe you need a direction in your life and you don't know what to do. God can give you direction. And we already talked about the message this morning, if I'm not mistaken, was about those fellows that were on the road to Emmaus. They were distraught. Mamaw Jan, they were beside themselves. They didn't know what they were going to do. The man that they had trusted in and believed in the entire time, they had probably known him. From day one, he had shown him things and taught him things and did things. And now he was gone. In their mind, he was gone. They didn't realize he was walking right among them. Heaven forbid, and I believe probably Victor probably touched on this a little bit, probably may have even said. They didn't realize. I know the Bible says that he kind of hid himself from them, but I believe, Brother Victor, if they looked hard enough, he would have revealed himself. They weren't looking real hard. They were caught up in their sorrows, and they were caught up in their sadness. But when Jesus showed himself to them, that's when they realized they had been in his presence. I don't want to be so beside myself that I can't even recognize when God's in my midst. I know, I'm not trying to re-preach Victor's message. I'm just blessed by that. We we are too blessed. We are way too blessed to fall back now. Don't let a burden bear you down too hard. One more little bit of verse here. Don't let the things around you, the worries of life, or the things that are worrying you stress-wise, or the people that are around you that are driving you absolutely bonkers, your work, your friends, your family, no matter what it is. You know who can help you? God. Don't let a burden beat you down. Don't let a burden be your demise. Because he already told you, come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest is an ease. Rest is to be able to relax. To be able to come in, kick your shoes off after you've gone and done work or whatever. Pop down on the couch and just chill for a minute. God wants us to be like that. God did. He told us that life wasn't going to be a bed of roses, but he didn't say that he couldn't help us through it. Just bring it to him. That's all I know to do. If we're not that are, why don't you play softly, Brother James? I didn't realize. Thing about life, Brother Victor, I know I've lived a bunch of it. I'm only 27 years old, not even. The thing about life is, if you worry about the stuff that's coming by and catching a clip in your nose or beating you up or whatever you want to look at, however you want to look at it, if you worry about those things, man, your life is going to be full of just sorrow and sadness and all the things that God didn't intend for our lives to be. If we look up, doesn't the Bible say that I lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help? If you always keep your eyes lifted, you'll always have an eye on God. But God's always got an eye on you. He loves you tonight. He doesn't want you to go through life burdened down or bogged down or losing your way or whatever it might be. He doesn't want that for us. He doesn't want you to stay lost either, friend. His son died just so that you could come to him and accept him in your heart. But you got to accept him. I can't do it for you, or I already would have. Mom and dad can't do it for you, or they already would have. Friend, family, spouse, whoever it might be, they couldn't do it for you, or they already would have. We love you that much. But the best thing, Brother Victor, about accepting God for yourself is that you get your own piece of him. It's not anybody else's. It's yours. And it's your soul. And it's your salvation. And it's your joy. And your happiness. And your peace. But you got to understand, you got to take it for yourself. I don't know what else to do, Brother Victor. I really don't. My heart's heavy, but it's heavy for a good reason, I believe, Brother Victor. Somebody's weighing their options in the balance. And I hope you choose God tonight. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Victor.
Scripture there in Hebrews, Brother Dylan preached from, talked about the Lord, how he considered all the things that he was against. Paul wrote to him, he said, consider these things that he was against. He said, but yet for the joy that was set before him. I mean, he knew where he was going. He knew where he came from, and he knew where he was going back to. And he knew that he was going to be with the Father. And he was here for a short time, and he endured all those things for you and I. I believe Paul wrote, and Brother Dylan just did an excellent job preaching. We know that the Bible tells us and teaches us that Satan wants to kill, or steal, kill, destroy. We know that. He'll, yeah. He'll steal your joy if you allow Him to. He'll kill your testimony, destroy your witness. And He'll try to do all those things. But I'm glad that I believe it was the same Apostle Paul was. One scripture he said, when I'm weak, then I'm made strong. The reason he's made strong is because he just got really close to the Lord, and the Lord picked up everything and carried him. I'm thankful for that. What a wonderful message. And, we're going to ask if anyone has anything on their hearts. You know, we had God bless you. God bless you, Vernon. Let's help Brother Vernon pray. Someone else?
Brother Victor, I read this somewhere in the Bible. I think it's in Revelation. And this is to help you. This is to help us all. They talked about the angels around the throne. Mm-hmm. It said there was 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000. That's a lot of angels that God created. Sinless creatures. Never seen sin. How much more do you think you're worth to God? That you, if you've been born again, you chose His Son as your personal Savior. That tickles God to death. I believe it does. I believe he puts a smile on his face, and one day he'll say, "Welcome home, my child."
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of angels to do his beck and at his call to do anything, but yet there's a little difference between an angel and the people down here.
Sure.
You know, those who, like I say, give their heart to the Lord, that's a special place. And I don't know. I might be a little wrong on this, but I don't believe all these angels are going to be walking in the city of New Jerusalem. I think that's set aside for God's people. You know? And it boggles your mind when you get in there and you read about the things, you know? Because God don't reveal everything about heaven. We don't know, but we know in our heart that it'd be a special place.
Yeah.
You know? And the sights that we'll see and all questions that we've ever had. I believe we'll be able to live with Him forever.
Sure. Absolutely right.
You know? God is good.
Amen. God bless you, Bob. Amen. Someone else? All right. Wednesday night, come back. We'll announce again the business meeting for May 5th. We're going to move it to April.